Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump expressing deep sympathy Tuesday night for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the unchecked coronavirus pandemic here in the country. A marked contrast from her husband, President Donald Trump, who often has dismissed the impact of the infectious disease and said it will disappear, or rather diminish the impact of the infectious disease, I should say. Speaking on the second night of the Republican National Convention, the First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19. The pandemic has killed more than 178,000 people here in the U.S. and infected more than 5.7 million others, with both figures the highest for any country across the globe. But President Trump's handling of the crisis has been uneven, threatening his reelection chances on November 3rd against Democrat Joe Biden, with him dismissing its danger early in the year and saying it would soon disappear. A video presented at the Republican National Convention showed President Trump presiding over a naturalization ceremony for new American citizens. The event was taped in recent days as Trump and his reelection campaign looked to find ways to present a softer image of the president to the American people. Mr. Trump has 10 weeks to make his case before Election Day, but the polls show Democrat Joe Biden leading by an average of 7.6 percentage points. This according to an aggregation of polls by the Real Clear Politics website. However, Biden's edge is a bit thinner in several key battleground states that could once again prove decisive in the election. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hurricane Laura is gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico. The storm expected to crash into Louisiana and the Texas coast as a Category 3 storm on Wednesday evening. About 500,000 people have been ordered to evacuate. The National Hurricane Center said the storm could bring up to 30 centimeters of rain to some parts of Louisiana and Texas. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and Texas Governor Greg Abbott both issuing emergency declarations for their respective states, in addition to the mandatory evacuation orders in the low-lying regions of Texas and Louisiana. A voluntary evacuation has also been issued for the city of Houston, which was devastated by Hurricane Harvey around 3 years ago. Laura, blamed for at least 11 deaths so far across the island of Hispaniola, shared by Haiti and the Dominican Republic, where it caused flooding Monday evening, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of customers in Puerto Rico. The father of Jacob Blake, the U.S. black man who was shot Monday by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. He was shot several times in the back by police following a confrontation with officers. Police have said little about the incident, commenting only that they were responding to a domestic dispute. Shooting occurred nearly 3 months after the May 25th death of a black man in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The death of George Floyd sparked nationwide protests against perceived police brutality and racism. The sentencing hearing for the New Zealand mosque shooter resumed for a third day in Christchurch Wednesday. Australian white supremacist Brendan Harris-Tarrant killed 51 worshippers at two mosques during the March 2019 attacks. Tarrant pleaded guilty in March to the murders and attempted murders and one count of terrorism, the first terrorism conviction in New Zealand's history. He could become the first person in that country to be sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole, the toughest sentence available. And Belarus authorities have jailed several opposition activists as part of a mounting pressure campaign against protesters who are planning more demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko to force an end to his 26-year rule. Lukashenko has said the activists who have been protesting for more than 2 weeks are under the control of Western nations. Belarus is a former Soviet republic. Russia is the country's top trade partner and main military ally. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.